And at the very end of the book of Revelation, in the second last chapter, it talks about the new heaven and the new earth, and it describes this city descending on the new heaven, or on the new earth, out of heaven. And this city is called the New Jerusalem, and it describes it in great detail. And at the end of the description of this city, it gives us the dimensions of it. It says its length and its breadth and its height is the same. In other words, it's a pyramid in shape.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this future pyramid city that is described in detail at the end of the apocalypse that gives the answer to the riddle as to why the pyramids were built in Egypt and Mexico and elsewhere in the first place. But we'll get to that later on, Art.
All right.
Okay, so just to finish off on that temple of Jupiter in Lebanon, by the way, lying out on the ground not very far away from the temple of Jupiter in Baalbek in Lebanon is another huge stone square block, which is 1,000 tons weight. Now, that's three jumbo jets together. We don't possess a machine in the world today that can move that. Yet we're asked to believe that primitive man with a little hammer and a chisel, you know, hewed this thing out and then threw a rope about around it and dragged it somehow. And yet we would find it very difficult to duplicate such a building today. So there's something else going on. That's the point.
Yeah, and also, it's one that those in Egypt can't answer. I went down the same path, really I did, with Zahawas, and he simply could not answer. He said, what you see is impossible. I have no idea how it was done. But he says, I can assure you it was done by Egyptians. But since he cannot explain how, I think that all bets are kind of off, Patrick, until he can.
Absolutely. I mean, the Egyptians tell us that it was built by a pharaoh called Khufu, known to the Greeks as Cheops. Now, Khufu reigned for 23 years, and with at least 2 million blocks incorporated in the building of the Great Pyramid of Giza, mm-hmm. in order to finish the job in his 23-year reign, they would have to move a block into place every 5 minutes to complete the job in his 23 years. Now, I don't know about over there in the California, Art, but when the local county council or the corporation go out and dig a hole in the road outside my house and then do some work and finish it and fill it in again, it usually takes them like weeks, if not months.
Yes. So
a little incongruous to believe that these guys, these primitive men, were able to build the Great Pyramid without the use of a wheel or pulleys or machines of any description.
Yes, it's a puzzle. So who then do you believe did build them?
Well, I believe it was built by the Nephilim. Now, the Nephilim, there's a lot of information about these guys buried in the Old Testament, and in the New Testament there's information about them as well. And nobody ever dug it up and put it together before. And the word Nephilim is a Hebrew word. It comes from the Nephal, meaning to fall. So these are what you and I would call fallen angels, because they fell to earth, fell from grace, and fell from heaven. Now, I don't like the word angel, Art, because as soon as you mention the word angel, people get a mind picture of a little cherubim with no genitalia and a bow and arrow going around trying to shoot you in the heart.
Yeah.
Or else they think of some guy with 20-foot wings and a big spotlight behind them and probably angelic music in the background.
That's right.
But when you go and study the appearance of these guys throughout the scriptures, by the way, the Hebrew word for angel is malak, and the Greek word is agelos, and a better translation would be messenger or agent. And when you study the appearance of these guys, and that word appears over 300 times in scripture, they always appear as men. They look like men. They're dressed like men. They've been mistaken as men. They have eyes, ears, nose. They eat, they drink, excuse me. And apparently they can have sex with women. And we're told in Genesis 6:4 that these men, now the difference is that they're spirit men. You and I are flesh and blood. These guys are spirit, whatever that is. We don't know what spirit is, but it transcends the boundaries of physical science. And these guys fell to earth in the dim, distant past some 5,500 years ago.
They were cast out, were they not?
They were cast out, but there was a lot of them cast out, but these guys particularly seem to have become manifested in the realm of the physical. And I think it says in a couple of places that they left their first estate, which appears to indicate that they couldn't go back there when they became manifested in the realm of the senses, as it were. And it says they had sex with ordinary women and produced this very evil, violent off-breed that were great in size and height. And this is where you got all your Greek and Roman and Egyptian mythology from. The gods came down from heaven. They lived in Mount Olympus in Delphi. Zeus came down. He took Alcmene to wife, a mortal woman, and she almost died giving birth to Hercules. That's where all this stuff comes from. Now, you know, you might say, or a lot of people say, well, that's just mythology. It's like legend. But
yes, it is for many people, Patrick, more difficult to believe than the Egyptians somehow coming upon some way to build the pyramids that we have not yet discovered. I mean, it's more outrageous in some ways, and I wonder how you come to believe it.
Well, I mean, any historian will tell you, Art, that mythology has its genesis and its basis in truth and in fact.
Probably.
It's just that the stories have been distorted somewhere as they've come down through the centuries. And the point is that there's hundreds, if not thousands, of these buildings all over the world from primordial times that there's just no accounting for. Even here in Ireland, we've got a place called Newgrange, which is a big round stone mound with a passage into it. And once a day on the 21st of December, the winter solstice, the sun shines in and illuminates the inner chamber. And this is an incredible building, just one day in the year. So the builders of that obviously knew of celestial things and dates.
And where is that in Ireland?
It's just about 30 miles from Dublin. It's just 3/4 of an hour away from where I live here. And not just Newgrange, Art, there's hundreds of other dolmens, souterrains, cairns, huge stones on top of one another, other stone configurations all over this country. And invariably in them they'll find ashes and bones of humans, because invariably these guys were involved in sacrifices, blood sacrifices, the druids and stuff like that. And we'll come to that in due course, because that's all part of the of what's going on with these Nephilim, the fallen angels.
Well then, what have we got in Egypt when you walk among the burial ground? Is it those who were pressed into service in conjunction with Nephilim, or was
it's very possible, but you have to understand that the great pyramids have been there since 3,500 BC,
right?
And so that's 5,500 years ago. I mean, there's a lot of people living around that area, so I guess they have to get buried somewhere.